भगवान वाचा
श्री भगवान वाचा
तुयोदितं शोभनं येव शोभने
तुयोदितं शोभनं येव शोभने
अनाहुतापि अभियान्ति बन्धुषु
अनाहुतापि अभियान्ति बन्धुषु
ये यदि अनुत्पादिता दोष दृष्टयो
ये यदि अनुत्पादित दोष दृष्टयो
बलियसनात्म्या मदेन मन्युना
बलियसनात्म्या मदेन मन्युना श्री भगवान उवाच तयोदितं शोभनं येव शोभने अनाहुतापि अभियन्ति तन्दुषु ते यद् अनुत्पादित दोष दृष्टयो बलियसानात्म्या मदेन मन्युना श्रीभगवानुवाच त्वयोदितं शोभनमेव शोभने अनाहुतापि अभियन्ति बन्धुषु ते यदनुत्पादितदोषदृष्टयो बलीयसानात्म्यमदेन मन्युना श्रीभगवानुवाच त्वयोदितं शोभनम् एव शोभने अनाहुतापि अभियन्ति बन्धुषु ते यदनुत्पादितदोषदृष्टयो बलीयसानात्म्यमदेन मन्युना
अभियन्ति
गो
बन्धुषु
अमंग फ्रेंड्स
ते
दोस
यदि
अनुत्पादित दोष दृष्टया
More important.
अनात्म्यमदेन by pride.
By pride.
Manuna, by anger.
By anger.
Translation, the great Lord replied, my dear beautiful wife, you have said that one may go to a friend's house without being invited, and this is true, provided such a friend does not find fault, yes, because of bodily identification, and thereby become angry towards him. Her part, Lord Shiva could foresee that as soon as Sati reached her father's house, the father Daksha and two popped up. Because of bodily identification, would be angry at her presence, and although she was innocent and faultless, he would be mercilessly angry towards her. The Lord Shiva warned that since her father was too puffed up by his material possessions, he would be angry, and this would be intolerable for her. Therefore, it was better that she not go. This fact was already experienced by Lord Shiva, because although Lord Shiva was faultless, Daksha had cursed him in so many harsh words. Although the six qualities, education, austerity, wealth, beauty, youth, and heritage are poorly highly elevated, one who is proud of possessing them becomes blind, and thus he loses his good senses and cannot appreciate the glory of his great personalities. Reportedly, many argue that since Daksha was very learned, wealthy, and austere, and had descended from a very exalted heritage, how could he be unnecessarily angry towards another? The answer is that when the qualities of good education, good parentage, duty, sufficient wealth are misplaced by a person who was puffed up by all these possessions, they produce a very bad result. Milk is a very nice food, but when milk is touched by an envious serpent, it becomes poisonous. Similarly, material assets such as education, wealth, beauty, and good parentage are undoubtedly nice, but when they decorate persons of a malicious nature, then they act perversely. Another example given by Chanakya Pandit is that a serpent that has a jewel in its head is still fearful because it is a serpent. A serpent by nature is envious of other living entities even though they be faultless. When a serpent bites another creature, it is not necessarily because the other creature is a fault. and as they have it of the servant of divine innocent creatures. Similarly, although Daksha was qualified by so many material assets, because he was proud of his possession and because he was envious, all those qualities were polluted. It is sometimes, therefore, detrimental for a person advancing in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness to possess such material assets. Kunti Devi, while offering prayers to Krishna, addressed him as a Kinshana Gochara, one who is easily approached by those who are bereft of all material acquisitions. Material exhaustion is an advantage for advancement in Krishna consciousness, although if one is conscious of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God, if one can utilize one's material assets, such as great learning and beauty and exalted ancestry for the service of the Lord, then such assets become glorious. In other words, unless one is Krishna conscious, all his material possessions are zero. But when this zero is by the side of the Supreme One, it at once increases in value to 10. Unless situated by the side of the Supreme One, zero is always zero. One may add 100 zeros, but the value will still remain zero. Unless one's material assets are used in Krishna consciousness, they may play havoc and degrade the possessor. Next day, you want to not go to anyone's house, even on the consideration of being a relative or a friend, when the man is disturbed by his mind and looks upon the guests with raised eyebrows and angry eyes. Prabhupada, however low a person may be, he is never unkind to his children, wife, and nearest kin. Even a tiger is kind to his cubs, for within the animal kingdom the cubs are treated very nicely. Since Sati was the daughter of Daksha, however cruel and contaminated he might be, naturally it was expected he would receive her very nicely. But here it is indicated by the word anavasita that such a person cannot be trusted. Tigers are very kind to the cubs, but it is also known that sometimes they eat them. Such a person should not be trusted because they are always unsteady. Thus, Sati was advised not to go to her father's house because to accept such a father as a relative and to go to his house without being properly invited was not suitable. Lord Shiva continued, if one is hurt by the arrows of an enemy, one is not as aggrieved as when cut by the unkind words of a relative. Such grief continues to rend one's heart day and night. Purport, Sati might have concluded that she would take the risk of going to her father's house, and even if her father spoke unkindly against her, she would be tolerant, as a son sometimes tolerates her approach to his parents. But Lord Shiva reminded her that she would not be able to tolerate such unkind words, because natural psychology dictates that although one can suffer harm from an enemy and not mind so much because pain inflicted by an enemy is natural, when one is hurt by the strong words of a relative, one suffers the effects continually, day and night. And sometimes the injury becomes so intolerable that one commits suicide. My dear white complexion wife, it is clear that of the many daughters of Daksha, you are the pet, that you will not be honored at his house because of your being with my wife. Rather, you will be sorry that you are connected with me. Therefore, Lord Shiva put forward the argument that even if Sati proposed to go alone without her husband, still she would not be received well because she was his wife. There was every chance of a catastrophe even if she wanted to go alone. Therefore, Lord Shiva indirectly requested her not to go to her father's house. Translation, the great Lord replied, my dear beautiful wife, you have said that one may go to a friend's house without being invited, and this is true, provided such a friend does not find fault with the guest because of bodily identification, and therefore become angry towards him. Although the six qualities, education, austerity, wealth, beauty, youth, and heritage are for the highly elevated, one who is proud of possessing them becomes blind, and thus he loses good sense and cannot appreciate the glorious and great personality. So this is Lord Shiva speaking and replying to his wife. So if people are friends, then one can trust them, and without invitation one can go to the house. If, however, the person is for some reason untrustworthy, then it may be dangerous. So in this case, Sati is going to her father's house, so under normal circumstances there would be no problem even if she came uninvited. However, the problem is twofold. One, Daksha has displayed already bad qualities by the fact that he could not respect Lord Shiva and showed his own pride and anger. And secondly, because Sati was related to Lord Shiva, and therefore if Sati went alone, still her father would become angry with her. So therefore the general rules of society are fine, but there is exceptions in the case of unqualified people. So Daksha here is considered unqualified, and a list of the say the causes is given. That is, he is proud because of his position, his education, his good birth, etc. He has certain material qualifications, and therefore he has become proud. This, of course, we see in other stories in the Bhagavatam as well. The sons of Kubera became proud, and therefore they refused to respect Narada Muni, and therefore they got cursed to become trees. So in relation to that, again, the commentary is that they had pride because of their high position and whatnot, and therefore they showed bad qualities as a result of that. So even if one is in an exalted position, if one has pride because of position, wealth, or whatever, then one loses one's qualification. So it's very dangerous to become proud of these different qualifications. So the other alternative is have no qualifications and you cannot be proud. But this also doesn't work in the material world, because even if one has nothing, one can be proud. So whether one has qualities or no qualities, still one may be subject to the same faults. In other words, we don't see that all the rich people are proud and all the poor people are not proud. We find the same faults in everybody in the material world. Of course, the temptation is there. There's a lot of temptation in someone who does have a lot of facilities to become proud of those facilities, and therefore it can be an anartha. So anarthas are things which create obstacles in spiritual life. So these things may be obstacles, but at the same time, they may not be obstacles, depending on the particular person. So if one is actually truly spiritually minded, Krishna conscious, then these things do not act as obstacles, rather they can be utilized properly. So this is what is called yukta vairagya, to utilize what we have for serving the Supreme Lord. That means we don't use it for ourselves, we use it for glorification of Krishna. So there's nothing wrong with that, and in fact it is useful, because this way we can do different types of service. It is better to do that than to reject those things completely and do nothing. So to not serve the Lord is not recommended. To serve the Lord using one's facilities is recommended. Of course, one can serve the Lord without facilities also. That is also possible. But if we have those facilities, then we can use those things without fault in the service of the Supreme Lord. So generally in the material world, material possessions are considered a fault. And therefore, in the Varnashram system, one should renounce everything. One takes Vanaprastha and then Sannyas. These are considered higher positions than Grihastha life. So one is advised to give up attachment to all these different things in the material world. So in that sense, renunciation is emphasized. However, Lord Chaitanya has set the example by saying that real renunciation does not mean giving things up, but engaging things in the service of the Supreme Lord. This is real renunciation. So therefore, renunciation does not simply mean detachment, but rather to engage everything in the service of the Lord. Then automatically there is attachment. If we use it for the Supreme Lord, we do not use it for ourselves. So this is called Sahaj Vairagya, or natural detachment. And this is the general process indicated by Lord Chaitanya, rather than artificially giving up things and doing nothing. So that is the path, the example set by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, qualities and objects can be utilized in the service of the Lord if they are favorable. Some qualities and some things, however, are not favorable. And we cannot use those things in the service of the Lord. We cannot offer certain things to the Lord, like meat or whatever. So a butcher cannot utilize his profession in the service of the Lord by offering meat to the Lord. It's not going to work. And one may have bad qualities, but cannot offer those to the Lord and hope to progress by doing that. So one is full of anger and lust, one cannot offer those to the Lord and say, this is my service of the Lord, to show these qualities. So certain things are not operable, but those things which are favorable and acceptable, those things can be utilized in the service of the Lord. So they don't create any particular obstacle because of that. However, we do find in the description of bhakti, there are the weeds in devotional service. So one may become attached to the results that we get from bhakti in terms of material assets or whatever. So those can become weeds. Certain attachments that arise or anarthas that arise through the practice of bhakti. So one has to be careful also of that and pull the weeds out. If these attachments to material things become stronger and stronger, the attachment to bhakti will become less and less. So this is like strangling the creeper of bhakti by our growth of material attachments. So we have to pull those weeds out. It's not exactly the objects which are the problem, but rather our attachment which may grow. So by performance of bhakti, one may get many material assets, but one has to be careful not to be attached to those things. And if one does, then that becomes a weed in devotional service. So one has to be careful of that. So if one is careful to use everything for the service of the Lord, then the danger of that material attachment will not arise. But if one has some seed of attachment and utilizes things for himself, then that can be a cause of problems in devotional service.
Utilize?
I said not everything can be utilized in the service of the Lord. The ahankara has changed. There is another ahankara, or ego, that is to identify with oneself as a servant of Krishna. But that is also called ahankara in one sense. But that is not a false ego, it is a real ego, it's a real identity. So that can be used. So we change it from ahankara of thinking I'm a material body, which is ignorance, into being a jiva who is a servant of the Lord. So it still has an identity, but the identity is a spiritual identity as a servant of the Lord. Ahankara is actually ahankara is a material element like mind and intelligence, etc. It creates a false identity. Where does it come from? It comes from prakriti. Prakriti produces mahatattva, mahatattva produces ahankara. Ahankara produces senses, sense objects, and sense devatas. So it is part of the material world, and it's all ignorance. That ahankara. But the jiva also has a natural identity. That is, he has a sense of I. With that material ahankara, then the I is transferred to the body. I am the body. If we get rid of that ahankara, then we still have the I and the jiva that is still there. So the I identifies as a servant of the Lord. Fine. no problem with that. Servant of the Lord.
As a servant.
As a servant of the Lord.
Yeah, but sometimes the devotees, they don't care much about the non-devotees because they feel proud that they are Krishna devotees. So how the humbleness qualities can be related to that?
Well, if one is a servant of the Lord, then one is humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. So then that will apply everywhere. That is an aspect, man is an aspect of prema, higher aspect of prema, that does not show in dasya and satya, and it shows in madhurya rasa, man.
Garantara Sisu Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, His Holiness Bhanmaharaj ki jai. Is doing this in Sri Bhaktivinoda Tulsi Prabhupada.